Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the face of the earth, good days and bad days, it's still the USA. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Glad you're along for the ride today on What's On Your Mind. How are you? How you feeling? Donald Trump made a big announcement yesterday. If you missed it, here it is. Listen to the Donald.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Very enthusiastic crowd he's got there.
I think they're happy with that announcement.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you. All of you.
He's already living rent-free in Joe Biden's head. You see his tweet?
Yeah. A lot of people's head. Here we go.
So many incredible friends and family here tonight. It's such a beautiful thing. Some people say, how do you speak before so many people all the time? When there's love in the room, it's really easy, if you want to know the truth. It really is. You ought to try it sometime. Together, we will be taking on the most corrupt forces and entrenched interests imaginable. Our country is in a horrible state. We're in grave trouble. This is not a task for a politician or a conventional candidate. This is a task for a great movement that embodies the courage, confidence, and the spirit of the American people. This is a movement. This is not for any one individual. This is a job for tens of millions of proud people working together from all across the land and from all walks of life, young and old, black and white, Hispanic and Asian, many of whom we have brought together for the very, very first time. If you look at the numbers, if you look at what's happened with Hispanic, with African American, with Asian, and just look at what's happening, this is a party that has become much bigger, much stronger, much more powerful, can do much more good for our country. This is a job for grandmothers and construction workers, firefighters, builders, teachers, doctors, and farmers who cannot stay quiet any longer. You can't stay quiet any longer. You're angry about what's happening to our country. Our country is being destroyed before your very eyes. It's a job for every aspiring young person and every hard-working parent, for every entrepreneur and underappreciated police officer who is ready to shout for safety in America. The police are being treated so badly. These are great people. They can straighten out the crime. They're the ones that know how to do it. We have to give them back their respect and their dignity.
Imagine that.
This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign altogether.
There you go.
That was a good line. It's not my campaign. It's our campaign. He had several good lines in that speech last night. He is now officially in as a candidate for the nomination for Republican nomination for President of the United States. So what do you think? Mike Pence, his running mate, says there'll be better choices. There will be better choices.
And that'll be part of the process, and they'll decide at the primary, and that'll be that.
But today the question for you, our audience, is you heard Trump. He's in first. Do you think Trump's the guy, or do you think there'll be better choices? Trump, or are you going to wait for better choices? Tell me what you think. 271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. Ray's up at the border. What's on your mind, Ray?
Good morning. Hey, Scott. Hey, Kevin. I was just going to say, well, President Trump, definitely, because, well, everybody, okay, like your station, sort of that controversy or whatever, because it drives up the ratings. But President Trump is the only guy that was the president. He got 75 million votes. And,
We're losing you, Ray.
Just up until 2 weeks ago, right before the election, every one of those candidates, the Republican candidates, were clamoring for president.
True.
And all of a sudden, President Trump's endorsement. All the candidates, the Republicans, John Holden, his last advertisement, his last, to get elected, was his radio and TV ad. President Trump was endorsing it. And then all the other candidates also. And then all of a sudden, you know, he calls Mike the Senate. Okay, big deal. You know what I'm saying? He called him. But the point is, there's controversy is being created.
There's not the best cell service at the border there, Ray, so we're getting about every third word there. But I
get what he's saying, though.
I get the gist of it.
They all lined up before that wanting his endorsement,
right.
and then somehow he's getting blamed for losses. But
welcome to politics.
I think, you know, everyone else is going to be saying exactly what he's saying and what we need to do and how we need to do it.
Here's something I've been thinking about, too. We have the House, and that was the quote-unquote slam dunk, right, that we're going to take back the House. Well, we did. Tighter than we thought, but it's still Nancy Pelosi's.
Yep, true.
Going nowhere, right?
Yep.
The Senate was always a coin flip anyway. Didn't know if we were going to get the coin flip. Not a lot's different. Not a lot is different. You know, when you look at the actual boots on the ground result, President Trump talked a little bit about that last night.
We elected a group of incredibly talented America First leaders who will be stars of our party for many years to come. In the popular vote, another thing that's not discussed for the House, we must remember that Republicans won 5 million more votes, the largest margin in many, many years, over the Democrats. 5 million more votes, that's a big thing. Breaking the radical Democrats' grip on Congress was crucial. So in other words, because of our great congressmen and all of our great congressmen and congresswomen, we have taken over Congress. Nancy Pelosi has been fired. Isn't that right? Nancy?
One of his kind of, I don't know, that's a classic Trump quip there, for sure. Joe and DL, let's go to you next. I know you're Detroit Lakes or Devil's Lake? Where you at, Joe?
Detroit Lakes.
All right, what's on your mind?
It has to be Trump. 6 years of investigations and phony stories and slandering and every other thing under the sun still hasn't given up on us. There's no way that we could possibly give up on what he's done and what he's doing for us. So that's all I have to say.
Interesting. Yeah, you said it well. He hasn't given up on us. Interesting term. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that call. 855-200-1776 or 271-1100. Lucas in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lucas.
Hey. I thought I'd call in just because I'm 20 years old. I just got into the workforce. And when Trump got elected the first time, it showed me hope that I could have for the country, and not just all the BS that goes around through politics, all the hidden secrets and collusion going around. And I think Trump's the only option that we have in order to fix the country. So that's about all I got to say about it.
All right, Lucas, how old are you?
20, he said.
20?
20.
All right.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Impressive that you're sorting all that out and as a youngster making decisions like that. I wish more thought like you do. That's for sure at the age of 20. Thank you, Lucas. Appreciate the call.
Yes.
All the best. Bob in Wheatland, what's your thought this morning, the day after the Trump announcement?
Yes, it's got to be Trump for sure. Yesterday I called you and you hung up on me again before I got my thoughts completely out. And I was talking about Mitch McConnell and to find out what our senators are going to do if they're going to vote against McConnell. And it was Rick Scott out of Florida that is going up against McConnell. And Kevin McCarthy, Biggs was the one out of Arizona going after him. And as far as sanctimonious, because everybody flip-flops so much on Trump, everybody flip-flops. That sanctimonious comment come out of DeSantis is
hey,
receiving
Bob,
money.
Hang on. We're going to a break here, and I want you to be able to finish your thought. Don't go away. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want.
Feeling that Trump love, aren't you?
What I'm going through, it must be love.
But he was talking about how easy it was to talk last night because of all the love in the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Popular line with the group last night in Mar-a-Lago, Freedom Matters USA Studios. We continue on What's on Your Mind. Today's specials at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. How about some Swedish meatballs today? Meatballs are a thing. That's at PetroServe USA, home cook, and they're a thing. 45th in Fargo today, also 12th Avenue and I-29, and big old meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, along with stuffed peppers today. Taco Bacon, Harwood Beefy Mac on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Stu and Glendon. And today you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. Can't beat a deal like that. PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. Bob in Wheatland. We're going to go back to you. I'll let you finish your thought here. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes. The word sanctimonious, you know, that's DeSantis as far as I'm concerned. Because nobody's mentioning anything about why he came up with the word sanctimonious for DeSantis. He's receiving money from the Obama donor people who's sending DeSantis money as soon as he won down in Florida. So that was one of the things I was trying to get across yesterday. But yesterday it was like I wanted people to call our senators and vote McConnell out, because as long as McConnell's in there, we're going to the same old thing. Over and over and over. That's all we're going to get. And next time you talk to Kramer, if you could just ask him, is he going to send another $39 billion to a losing cause in Ukraine?
Well, you can talk to him, you know, Friday.
Okay, then I'll call him. And then when I do, then I want to ask him, too, why is he not on the Trump train yet? You know, either you ride for the brand or you go to the train station, as far as I'm concerned. You know, these flip-flopping on Trump is all I've heard. You know, you got the strongest man in the world to be our president in the United States one time. Wouldn't you want him in there again? I just can't understand it. I mean, maybe it's because I don't have a degree, but it just blows my mind why people are just dumping on Trump, flip-flopping on Trump. Heck, I even heard the other day somebody even mentioned, I didn't vote for Trump because he treated Joe so bad in that first debate. Can you believe that? And now look what we got for right. Joe. He's destroying this country. You know, so that's the kind of people we're dealing with right now. And
Sleepy
that's somebody
Joe.
I had a lot of respect for.
Sleepy
Bob,
Joe.
I think what Kevin Kramer would tell you is that there's going to be a process, and I don't think there's any world in which if Donald Trump survives, and he probably more likely will survive the primary, because there will be a primary, there will be other candidates. He'll survive that, and he'll be the nominee. And there is no world in which we do not vote for Trump if he's the nominee. And that's all anybody's saying. We're just going to go through the process. But his message is spot on, and if he stays on it, that's a winner.
Here's the other thing I was going to tell you, Bob, that there was a story in the Washington Examiner yesterday where Senator Kramer expressed some, I guess he, you know, question as to who he's going to support for Senate leader. So, said, I have questions myself for the leader and for the chairman. So that decision by him has not yet been made. Appreciate the
sir,
call,
you
Bob.
Know, as far as Kramer and...
Say again?
As far as I'm concerned with Kramer, I like Kramer. I'll vote for Kramer. But I just want him to grow a pair. That's all.
Yeah, I'm raising the point that... you'd asked about McConnell, and he's quoted in the Washington Examiner expressing some question as to whether or not Mitch McConnell will get
right.
his vote. So that decision not yet made. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Here's the telephone number, 271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. Question of the day, are you back on the Trump train, or do you agree with Mike Pence there'll be better choices? What's your answer to that question today on the program? Call us, 855-200-1776, 271-1100, or text us, 237-1590. Let's go to Grand Forks and Andrew. You're next, and what's on your mind? Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Just curious, did you guys both watch the Trump deal last night?
Of course.
Yep.
Hey, what did you think of when he said he's going to eliminate cheating, and he said that he's going to demand voter ID and same-day voting and paper ballots? How is he going to do that when the states have control of the elections?
go make the case for it state by state, spend some time on it.
And he's going to be able to do that by 2024.
Well, that's how you make a difference.
Yeah, he's got 2 years to attack these states where it's the worst. You know, I do what he can, I suppose.
I mean, you're right. It's this decisions that are made.
You're right, though.
State
yeah.
by state, no
gotta
question
get
about
fixed,
it.
But we don't. I agree with. We don't want the feds involved in our elections. Just.
I think it's gutsy of him to talk about.
Yeah,
it,
yeah, absolutely. This is what he said. This is him. Just a quick 9 seconds on that particular topic.
To eliminate cheating, I will immediately demand voter ID, same day voting, and only paper ballots.
That was quite the cheer, quite a response for that one.
And demanding it means some people have to agree with you that it's a necessary change, no doubt about it. They have debated the voter ID in the Congress before, haven't they?
I want to say yes.
I think they have. Anything else, Andrew?
No, that's it, guys. Thanks again.
Have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Question of the day. You back on the Trump train, or are there better choices out there? Mike Pence has it right. Tell me what you think. Love your take on this today, on what's on your mind. All right. If they get rid of McConnell, I'll give Cramer and Hovind a pass for the rest of the cycle. McConnell was pretty cocky yesterday about his re-election chances. I was quite amazed, actually. Another listener says, remember many years ago a man said, it's not the color of your skin, it's the content of your character. I do remember that famous speech. Another listener, South Dakota listener, said, he read my mind last night. Election day is election day, first Tuesday in November, no mail-in, no early voting. Vote day with a number two pencil and paper. Total of the results the night of. Maybe make it a federal holiday. Election day. All right. Another listener, if Trump gets the nomination, I predict the only way Trump wins is if Biden administration makes things so horrible by the time the election arrives that people will have no other choice than to vote for Trump. Aren't we already there? I don't know.
Worse can it get?
Look at the border. Look at inflation. Look at the price of gas in our economy. You get things at 40-year highs. 40-year high. The jump in key items.
We're going for the record.
So I don't know.
To be the goat of F-ups.
I don't know how it can get much worse than that. More of your take on this. Big question today. Answer this question. Trump or a better choice? More coming up.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. Just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign altogether.
Twice impeached and twice found not guilty, President Trump has announced his third presidential run in 2024. He made the announcement during Primetime Tuesday in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Poland calls a missile strike that killed two of its citizens a dozen miles away from the border Russian-made missiles. President Biden says it's unlikely it was fired from Russia, leading to speculation that the rockets could have been Ukrainian anti-aircraft missiles that went astray. Elon Musk is scheduled to take the stand Wednesday in a shareholder lawsuit over his multi-billion dollar compensation package at Tesla. It's valued to be worth around $52 billion at recent share prices. USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. These old you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, climbing the hill. Someday the mountain.
My friends at Bucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy in Valley City, have a 2020 Enclave today I want to tell you about. Only 55,000 miles on this. This is like a brand new vehicle. And you pay $48,000 for it. And guess what? A lot less than a brand new one would cost. For a 2023, they're about to order you. Love this thing. Ebony with ebony interior accents, perforated leather, appointed seats. The exterior is a, they call it a satin steel metallic. Very sharp. All-wheel drive, though. Perfect winter car, gets great gas mileage, 25 miles per gallon on the highway. That's great. Automatic transmission. Engine is 3.6 liter V6 engine. It's beautiful. Check it out at PucklageValleyCity.com, PucklageValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Texture says Pence is correct. There will be better choices. If you care about politicians' rule that fails the citizens, and clearly Pence don't mind as long as a political party can control the president. I need that translated for me. Lisa, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Lisa, go ahead. Lisa's gone. Let's go to Denny. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Denny.
Yeah, good morning. I agreed with what Kevin said yesterday. I think that there's the edges of the base is eroding for Trump, and I just there's just too many people that will vote against him. And then the question I would have for you is, who would you donate your money to this time? You know, I think that's going to dry up for him. Now, Mick Mulvaney said last night that Trump is the only one that can lose it in 2024. And then you have former Chief of Staff John Kelly talking about Trump getting the IRS to go after his political opponents. And then you had Mo Brooks calling him some pretty discouraging words. So
these are all Democrats you're talking about.
No, they're not. Mo Brooks?
Well, I mean,
Mo Brooks? Mick Mulvaney?
Yeah, Mick Mulvaney's a Republican, barely.
But I'm just saying that I just think that, you know, the base is, you know, around the edges. He'll have the majority of his base, but that won't be enough to carry over the finish line. And who wants to see campaigning for 2 years? I mean, we'll all be exhausted by it. But
for sure. I know, right? Oh, jeez, I'm exhausted already.
I don't know that we have any choice, though. I mean, we've had, right? But what's
your money to?
What's going to slow it down?
Yeah.
You know?
Who would you donate your money to?
Well, yeah, I mean, the nominee.
Yeah, whoever the nominee is.
Thanks for the call, Denny.
I would say it's a good answer.
Appreciate it. Paul in Detroit Lakes, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
I'll be voting for Trump again because he's the best president I've seen in my lifetime. I'm 65 years old. The only reason why people hated that guy was because the media was always bashing him every single day. That guy got the economy going. Gas prices were half of what they are today. And I tell you what, people didn't like him because they heard negative things about him. Yeah, he tweeted too much, but and I got one thing to say about the mail-in balloting. I've never seen that before until the pandemic. I thought maybe this year they wouldn't do it. But they all did it again, and the only reason why they did it was because they cheated the first time in 2020, and they did it again. And nobody's saying anything about it, and I'm fed up with the Republican Party. They're a bunch of wimps.
Well, this is what Trump is talking about. That's what Trump is talking about, reforming it.
A lot of people are talking about it. It's
supposed to be election day. Not
Why
can't we have the one-day voting again? And if I understand that in major cities, they got to wait in line for hours. I heard in Fargo, you had to wait for 2 hours before you voted.
It's a true
in
statement.
In major cities, it's probably four hours. So why don't they have a two-day vote and have, you know, last names begin with A to L the first day and everybody else the second day? It would help that problem a little bit, wouldn't it?
This is
It's like, you know, it's like getting a classroom full of 50 children to try and do exactly the same thing and behave the same way. I mean, we've got states, and there's progress being made, but there's just not a magic wand to fix states like California, New York.
But to Paul's point, though, nobody's talking about it. Nobody's saying, "Hey, here's what we need to do to fix this." We shouldn't have.
But,
it's supposed to be election day, not selection week.
Trump is right away, right out of the gate.
Well, I love it. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm on board.
Every election until 2018 is the same day voting until 2020. That's when it changed. And it's not right that they keep doing it because there's too much room for fraud when they do it this way.
Well, wouldn't you agree and they've expanded? I don't think it started in 2018, but I think they've expanded the playbook that's been running since the dawn of voting.
Right,
I mean, think how many dead people have been voting in Nevada and Las Vegas since the 40s.
True,
you know, I mean,
true.
California and all of them.
The Democrats
are
vicious people.
You're right, Paul. A lot of this happened because of COVID, and it was all emergency pandemic rules. But it shouldn't be there in 2022. That's for darn sure. Appreciate you.
It shouldn't be. That's right.
Appreciate your call very much. Thank you very much. Scott says, a listener, it's going to be interesting to watch who Senator Kramer supports. My guess is he'll wait until the end and Trump's the nominee.
That'd be my guess.
Then jump on the board. He didn't before. He was a early Trump supporter. So
I think everybody's going to take that tack this time. Everybody will say, well, we're just going to let the process play out, et cetera, et cetera. We'll let the primary process do its thing, and then we'll see where we end up. Everybody will have that take.
You got Lisa or you got Jeff?
We got Lisa, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Scott. Actually, I want to talk about President Trump, but I've been following you for about 30 years. I met you up at a tea party in Thief River Falls years ago. And I've seen you at the Target Center, Scott, with under President Trump rally at Fargo, Duluth. I was at, but I don't think you were there, and Bemidji. So I'm a rabid Trump follower. And, you know, everybody listening, you know, I wish you'd love your country more than you hated President Trump. Serious. You know, stop doing what Fox News and the TV tells you what to do. He's got his followers, and I'm one of them. I don't really consider myself a Republican. I consider myself a conservative patriot, Scott. And I love this country more in my own life. And there's only one man who loves this country as much as I do, and it's President Trump. I seen what he did for 4 years, and it absolutely amazed me. I've been watching politicians step to the microphone on both sides of the aisle, tell me what they're going to do, and finally a guy does it. How quickly people forget just what he did. I mean, are they so sensitive they get over a tweet or something he might say? every day, 40%+ of this country gets up hating him. What would you like him to say about it? I want somebody with tenacity, fortitude, and the testicles to get up in front of people and do what he said he's going to do. This country was great during 4 years. Do we have such short memories that we forget? Shame on everybody. I love Ron DeSantis, and I'm all for the process playing out, but stop letting the TV tell you how to think. Don't be so darn shallow. My God, make up your own mind. Look back at his track record. If you are so offended, maybe you don't belong in this country. But like I said before, our forefathers are wondering, what the hell did we leave you? You're not fighting hard enough. There's only one guy standing there. And tell me, who's following this guy into a desert town in Nevada and all over the United States of population 4,000 or 20,000 standing out in the snow watching him like they were down in the Target Center, Scott? You were there that day. There was 26,000 people outside watching on Jumbotrons and 21,000 of us inside.
Remember that, Kev?
Oh, yeah. No, no doubt. Nobody's arguing that, Jeffrey. No one.
That was priceless.
Anybody's abandoning him that voted for him before. We love his policies. We love what he did and how he did it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the only thing that I weigh into is I like winning. And I want to win the office. And I when you talk about the 45%, I mean, when you hear the term, well, love them or hate them, that's bad. That's a bad thing.
You know what? And I'm going to interject this. The guy who just called and said, is he electable? Is he this? Really, how bad do you want to win? Do you want a John McCain? Do you want a Mitt Romney in office and go on letting Democrats and Republicans steal from you? Or do you want to change and make America great again? That's my response to what you just said. I want to win too, but I want somebody to do something like he did.
Do you think somebody like DeSantis or Mike Pompeo would abandon America First policies and an agenda just because they get in and Trump doesn't?
I don't. You know what? I'm a true believer that God sent us President Trump, and it was the greatest years of this country ever.
No doubt.
And Mike Pompeo. Ron DeSantis, I go down to Florida every year motorcycling, and it's a DeSantis-Trump state, and I wish the two would, who knows, that politics made strange bedfellows. And Ron, you know, let's let the process win out, but how about if we just start remembering what the guy did and what he did for the country? We should be ashamed of ourselves, of how the electoral process has turned out. I have people call me all the time with, Jeffrey, my vote didn't count, and it makes me sick to my stomach. I have vomit in my mouth from what our country has become. It's absolutely a shame. And the voter fraud, and we go on and on, what happened to Carrie Lake. Who in Michigan elects a lady that has locked them up for 2 years? Who in Pennsylvania?
And you know what? I think I could safely say this. There'll be one candidate that'll be relitigating and not letting us forget what happened in Arizona. That'd be Donald Trump. I think everybody else would be squeamish about it.
And Carrie Lake will be right there with him.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. Hey, Jeffrey, love your stuff, man. Love your passion. And I remember that Thief River Falls Tea Party well. That was one of the great ones. Very well organized. Loved it.
You're a great guy, and I've been following you and listening to you forever.
Appreciate that very much.
My fault. Sorry, Jeffrey. That was my fault. Sorry.
Trigger finger in there. Cut you off there, but we appreciate you.
So sensitive, this little touchpad thing I have in here.
Yeah, let's go to Eden in Detroit Lakes. Hey, Eden, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm all for Election Day voting, but I'm wondering if anyone's considered the military and over-the-road truck drivers, of which I am one. I'm not military, but I'm an over-the-road truck driver. Because that is difficult for us to get our store shelves filled and also vote on the same day.
Bring back the integrity of the absentee ballot,
I was
going to
say, yeah. I mean,
bring back the absentee, the process to which you get an absentee ballot, and don't make it so easy.
The absentee ballot really solved what Eden's talking about.
Yep.
And I have voted rarely on Election Day for the last 20-some years, but I have never used a mail-in, and I've never used, any other source.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess,
making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We will not be intimidated. We will persevere. We will stand tall in the storm. We will march forward into the torrent. And we, in the end, will win. Our country will win. We will win.
Just the delivery was different last night. Again, the term I'm using is presidential, but much more
subdued. Good word.
Subdued is like, you know,
dialed back.
You know, like, he just was in the moment. It was a very serious delivery. It really was. Did you know that oil and natural gas, that industry, touches every corner of North Dakota? Very true. Find out more about all that at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities. Continuing our chat with Eden in the Detroit Lakes. About what you do when you're a truck driver or you're in the military. Military have special provisions for voting.
But as far as truck drivers, if you requested an absentee ballot, so a month before the election, you request an absentee ballot at your home, you fill that out, you can still go that route, Eden, right?
If you allow that exception, but, I mean, that's not same-day voting. But very few truck drivers, if they were given that amount of time, would need to actually get a ballot mailed to them. They can physically walk to the courthouse and vote, which I have done for 20 years. I've never asked for a ballot in the mail.
Yeah,
I always walk to the courthouse, and I vote at the courthouse.
Yeah, there used to be, a provision for absentee ballot, and that was about it. Now there's all these different, drop boxes and mail-in balloting and all the rest. Absentee ballot used to be handled just like you would your ballot on election day, where you physically deliver it to the auditor's office,
Do you have time for me to make one more comment?
Of course. Go ahead.
If you would go back, Charlie Kirk was interviewing Steve Dace. I want to say it was like the summer of 2021. And Steve Dace made a comment, and you could, if you research the day and find it, and he went all the way back in his mind to January 6th of 2021. And he said he got tired of the Republicans saying that about not stopping that election right there. Because he said they were worried about maybe it was the Eighth Amendment or something, a violation of the Eighth Amendment. And he said, if you have a stolen election, it doesn't matter what the Eighth Amendment says or what the First Amendment says or what the Second Amendment says. They're all worthless if you have stolen elections.
Yeah. Well said by Steve Dace, that's for sure.
And, yeah, if you could research that and replay it so the flag could hear it, I think it would be an appropriate commentary on what we're going through right now.
See if our friends have that.
Yeah, charliekirk.com as well. You can get it on his website.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Roger on the road. Roger, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. whoever is elected, I mean, whoever is the candidate, that's Republican, that's who I'm going to vote for. But I got to go along with the last caller. The Republicans need a shakeup because we've got a bunch of lemons in there. That's no other way to say it. They're just worthless
pieces
of crap.
That's a great word.
Who would you consider lemons?
What do I consider lemons?
Yeah, like
Romney. You can go down the list.
Oh my, yes. Is Trump a lemon?
No.
Okay.
No, by all means, if he runs, I'm definitely in for it. I'm definitely in for it. But if Ron DeSantis gets in there, I'm certainly going to vote for him, If Kristi Noem gets in there, I'll certainly vote for her.
Yeah, you're saying whoever the Republican nominee is, you're in for, but get rid of the lemons. Get rid of the
rhinos, if you will. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got too many people in there that's riding the damn fence. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to say that.
Well, no, you great point.
Yeah, that's just it. That's where I'm at on it. Thank you.
Well said. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Roger. Love the comments today from our fine listeners. You can call us at 855-200-1776 and also 271-1100. Dana in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I guess I'm just kind of piggybacking. I was going to my point what the other caller said. I'm for whoever's in, hopefully Trump, after the primaries, but we need to clean up the Republican Party. Ronnie McDaniel's got to go. The things that Mitch McConnell did to some of our Senate candidates, the money, he was censured by the Alaska Republican Party for going against Kelly Chewbacca. He worked against the Republican Party. And if we're going to reward that kind of behavior, we're going to get the same things out of the Republicans. I say this, wherever the establishment money is going during the primaries, run as far as you can from that. The Republicans need to be as principled as possible, and whoever wins, we need unity. We need unity and to get together and get behind them, because do we want to lose or do we want to win? That's it.
It's a good message for folks, for sure. Mitch was pretty confident yesterday that he has the race, all sewed up, wasn't he, Kev?
Well, he's got all kinds of reasonings behind the loss.
We underperformed among independents and moderates because their impression of many of the people in our party in leadership roles is that they're involved in chaos, negativity, excessive attacks.
Talking about those mega people. Yeah.
Just brimming with enthusiasm there, isn't he?
Sorry. Gotta go, man.
Come on, Mitch. Fire up. Dana, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Back to more of your calls after a news break on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.